From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. As of Friday, Eureka Police will be keeping a close watch on your driving during the high visibility enforcement campaign Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over, which runs from December 14th through January 1st. There will be more officers on the road conducting saturation patrols, looking for drivers suspected of driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs. During last year's Christmas and New Year's holiday periods, 25 people were killed, 643 injured on California roads, according to data from the California Highway Patrol. 13 years in prison for a Hinesville man in connection with a shooting in Southern Humboldt 2 years ago. 38-year-old Casey Felt pleaded guilty to assault with a firearm stemming from the shooting of his then-girlfriend, 24-year-old Christine Turkovich. He will get credit for the nearly 600 days he has served in the Humboldt County Correctional Facility. Turkovich had told police she was sitting in her vehicle when she was approached by two men in masks who began shooting at the vehicle and demanded drugs and money. Well, they are looking for the cause of a fire early Tuesday morning in Eureka. Crews got the call at about 4 a.m. They found a loading dock on fire behind a building at 55 West 3rd Street. That fire had also gotten inside the building, and the roll-up door was locked, so firefighters first battled the blaze from the outside, then got inside where they extinguished it completely. There were no injuries reported. Damage estimated at about $3,000. Well, pot could be sold soon from the Bien Padre location in Eureka now that the company Grown Rogue International is setting up shop inside. Lost Coast Outpost reporting, the operation already has products on the premises ready for sale once they get state documentation to open the doors. The company didn't buy the property at 1459 Railroad Avenue. It's leasing the property. The former tortilla chip company closed up shop in August after 45 years in business. Well, with concerns over visuals and a limited water supply, the Trinidad Rancheria tribe is taking a second look at a major hotel project. There's a new architect on board, and the new blueprint would take the building from 6 stories to 5 and also nix a rooftop bar and lounge area. The hotel would have 100 rooms. Some people are also concerned about the hotel's daily water and wastewater demands in the thousands and thousands of gallons and its impacts on an already limited water supply. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.